Hey there, folks. It's PG back with another preview of our Patreon exclusive bonus after show, where we continue the conversation in a looser, more casual format. Blake and Thomas from Wild Heart Ranch join us again, and we cover a wide range of topics. You won't believe what Wild Heart Ranch used to be, and that leads to the story of how I was involved in the largest jewelry heist in modern U.S. history. We also debate the merits of hard mode in escape rooms and the challenges of working in desert conditions. In this preview, Blake and Thomas talk about why they were nervous about the escape room community coming to Wild Heart Ranch.
When we think about iterations or expansions or even new experiences, frankly, we never start from the puzzles. We always start from like the world slash story, right? And that was definitely the case with Wild Heart Ranch. Like that was there long before we even knew what puzzles would be a part of it, right? And so we created the whole backstory of the Hart family and Grandpa Ray and all of these things before we even knew what the puzzle quests would be and how you would get there. And then that kind of allows us to, when we create the puzzles, they're kind of just like mini nodes as means to access the story. We have plenty of plans for expansion. We have this old vintage trailer that's right next to the ranch that we want to turn that into a little mini contained puzzle room and the other cabin, you know, on the property. I'm positive that when we integrate those, we'll start with like, what character lives in this place and what is their history and what angle are they bringing to the story? And then figure out what puzzles can kind of speak to that. Oh, that's kind of how we treated our workflow here.
You said that you were a little bit surprised at how heartily the escape room community has embraced your experience. So do you think that that's going to change how you design going forward?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would say, well, I think Thomas and I were frankly a little afraid of the escape room community.
Rightfully so.
We love escape rooms.
Terrifying bunch of humans.
A complaint of humans.
My running joke is that a group of escape room players is called a complaint.
That's good.
And the name just, I always like to explain it because it's not really meant as an insult. The origin of the name is that when you get a group of escape room players together, it does not take very long for the conversation to quickly turn to the worst experiences that we have all had in an escape room. So I call a group of escape room players a complaint.
That's fair. I love it.
Sorry to interrupt. You said you were afraid.
No. Thomas and I had actual conversations early on, even after the early iterations of Wild Heart Ranch were deployed. And we were like, there were some like prominent people in the escape room community that we heard were booking the place. And we're like, oh no, we're nervous that they're going to come out and be disappointed in the experience because it's not a strict escape room, right? It doesn't have the same level of puzzle solving, maybe even puzzle quantity or intensity level with the clock. And like all those various elements were like, man, I think we're just setting ourselves up for disaster with escape room enthusiasts because they're expecting a certain format and we're not necessarily delivering that format. And so we were scared. I'm not kidding. When the first handful of groups came out and they're like, we've done 200 escape rooms. And I'm like, okay, well, we're going to be at the bottom of your list. Sorry to disappoint you.
I mean, I think that you're doing a unique thing really well. And I think it's very obviously escape room adjacent. It's not an escape room. It is something that is playing with the same tools and techniques in a completely different environment and a completely different form factor and structure. And I think that especially the type of enthusiasts who are traveling at this point, we're used to seeing the format be twisted and manipulated to meet different design requirements and create different types of adventure, tell different types of story, make different types of emotion. So I think that the escape room audience is actually a really good audience for this. I think that there are other forms of immersive where I think the audience is a lot more rigid about what is and isn't within the confines of that medium. Lisa and I have very deliberately for 10 years now been working very hard to try and not let ourselves and the way we talk about escape rooms turn too insular and turn too
what constitutes an escape room. I'm probably actually more precious about it than David is.
She's way more precious about it than I am.
It's an escape room. I can buy it. I mean, I'll buy it.
That was the other thing from the immersive community side. We don't have actors in the space.
And you can never have actors in the space. Well, maybe one off. There's no way that I would imagine that you guys are able to go and, like, on people's own time, be able to populate the world with actors. You can do it for one offs, I'm sure. You could probably have a premium tier thing that you could book, but I would be shocked if there was an economical way for you to, like, really make actors a thing.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by becoming a patron today at patreon.com/roomescapeartist and access our library of over 60 bonus aftershows.